evening, Belfast, and welcome to Live and Local on WBFY. I'm Vic Treadwell, your host and producer, and the show is all about local music recorded live here in Belfast. Tonight's presentation is David Dodson of Camden, well-known songwriter and singer. The concert was recorded June 9th at the Eco Village just outside of Belfast. The first voice you're going to hear on this recording is Steve Chasen, who is the master of ceremonies and the organizer of the music series out there at the Eco Village. Thanks for listening, and here's David Dodson, live and local on WBFY.
This is so super exciting. I'm really, really thrilled to see all you folks here this evening. Welcome to our common house in our really wonderful little village here on the coast of Maine. It's just, boy, I'm just in a tizzy. That's all I can say. We have some really, really wonderful, talented musicians in our audience tonight. I just want to point out a handful of them that sort of come to my attention. We got Fritz Halligan, the ukulele king back there, and hiding. And Cindy Callett's graced us with her presence here this evening. And Don DePoy and Martha Hills and Joe and Nellie Kennedy here in the front. In the Maine Country Music Hall of Fame. These guys are awesome. And a shout out to Vic Treadwell, who is recording the show for WBFY for broadcast on your show, Vic, is that correct? Live and local?
Live and local, Sunday is 6 to 8.
And so WBFY?
Maybe Sunday, maybe next.
And what's the broadcast? 100.9.
Yes,
it's a low power station, so you go park in the parking lot at Waterfall Arts and you're going to, it'll come in great. This series is something that Bill Smith and I said, oh, wouldn't this be fun? And we decided to give it a shot, and we had a fundraiser a few weeks ago, and everybody turned out, and we made about $500 in seed money. And this is our inaugural event. And just looking around, it's like, wow. I'm so, so encouraged for the future. And now, the main event, right? So this book right here, Rise Up Singing, is kind of a Bible in the folk music scene. A lot of people rely on this book, right? You go to a sing at somebody's house and there's like 16 copies of this, you drag it out. You get music in Rise Up Singing and you've kind of made your mark in the music world. Well, there's a second edition called Rise Again, for those of you who didn't know. And on page 269 is a song called Farthest Field by David Dodson. So somebody knows something about what this guy can do as a songwriter. Let me get out of the way and let him make some music for you. Please welcome David Dodson.
You live in a very cool place. This is great. Yeah. Well, if I'd known there were so many musicians here, I would have practiced. Sit right down and help me sing this song. It don't matter if we sing it wrong. Like a hound chasing down a raccoon, we may bay and a howl at the moon, but don't worry about any of that. Don't worry about any of that. Even if the congregation says you're singing flat, don't worry about that. Ooh, hey, don't worry about that. I've heard it said that life is just a game. I'd like to keep on playing just the same. Sometimes there ain't no choosing if you're winning or losing. Don't worry about any of that. Don't worry about any of that. Tie score 4-4, bottom of the ninth, and the wrong team's up to bat. Don't worry about that. What time did they tell you to arrive? Did they say 4 or was it 5? You're not keeping it straight. Looks like you're gonna be late. It's 4:30, you're out the door, but the doggone tire's flat. Don't worry about that. Don't worry about any of that. Let's hear it. Don't worry about any of that. The good Lord gives and the good Lord takes away. Things get lost and nothing seems to stay. Cowboys, take it in stride. Come on, saddle up and ride. And don't worry about any of that. Don't worry about any of that. Your 6-gun shoots, you got your boots, but some dude stole your hat. The next door neighbor moved last night, and now you've got his cat. And even if you lost your license in the dryer at the laundromat, don't worry about that. Don't worry about any of that. Nah. Don't worry about any of that. Don't worry about any of that.
Thanks a lot. Here's a song I wrote when I was single, and I was looking around for somebody to love and live with. And by golly, it worked. I am looking for a match made in heaven. I am sending prayers to heaven on my knees. I am looking for a match made in heaven. And you sure look like heaven to me. You sure look like heaven to me. I am looking for a match made in heaven. I have heard that they are very hard to find. I am searching high and low, and heaven only knows. It's the one thing that can satisfy my mind. The only thing to satisfy my mind. Looking for a match made in heaven, and you're the only one that I can see. And if it isn't you, the best thing you can do is point me in the right direction, please. Point me in the right direction, please. They say that heaven lies across a great divide, inside a mighty wall, so high up in the air, but I do not know where. Oh, is it there at all? I am looking for a match made in heaven. I am sending prayers to heaven on my knees. I am looking for a match made in heaven, and you sure look like heaven to me. You sure look like heaven to me. I am looking for a match made in heaven.
All right.
It is easy to live in fear of losing your security. And then there is always the biggest fear that you will die eventually. These fears are hard to put aside, especially if things are not going well. But it is worth giving it a try. Take a deep breath and say, only time will tell. Do not be afraid of dying or losing all your money. This is not something I can do. It's just a plan I'm working on. It is one of the many things that are easier said than done. Do not be afraid of dying or losing all your money. I would not throw caution to the wind and take up skydiving. Furthermore, I see nothing wrong with wearing seat belts when I'm driving. Fear is sometimes necessary for self-preservation, but taken to the extreme, it can cause you constant consternation. Do not be afraid of dying or losing all your money. What if we do not lose all our money? Our beloved paranoia was all in vain. And we must sit sadly watching our financial fears slipping down the drain. And when finally we die, rich and famous at 109, may we find we had more than enough time to worry as we step across into the divine. Do not be afraid of dying or losing all your money. Do not be afraid. afraid of dying or losing all your money.
Got a chorus you can kind of learn, maybe. Well, I love to plant my garden in the spring, and I love to watch those seeds come up. Oh, it's my favorite thing. And I never thought I'd see the day a big gray cloud would pass. Then I saw that woodchuck in the grass. That night I had a most disturbing dream of total ruination of my Brussels sprouts and beans. Next morning when I woke up, I went out on the lawn, and almost half the garden was gone. Oh. Chorus. Hey, Woody Woodchuck, Woody Woodchuck, Woody Wood. I'd love to feed you if I could. Oh, Woody Woodchuck, Woody Woodchuck, Woody Wood, please. Oh, please don't eat my broccolis. After a week of making that woodchuck fat, I said to my wife, I'm going downtown and get us a have-a-heart trap. We set the trap with peanut butter, cat food on top of that. And it wasn't long before we caught our cat. Hey, Woody Woodchuck, Woody Woodchuck, Woody Wood. I'd love to feed you if I could. Oh, Woody Woodchuck, Woody Woodchuck, Woody Wood, please. Oh, please don't eat my broccolis. I was so downhearted, I didn't know what to do. Every time I'd plant a seed, the woodchuck ate up too. We put some powder on our plants, they say woodchucks don't like. But that woodchuck said, my, my, this stuff tastes nice, huh? Then I saw that woodchuck on the lawn, and out the door I ran. All I had to catch him with was a big brown plastic garbage can. Well, he looked to the left, he looked to the right. The can came down, and out went the lights. Ah, and I caught him. And I hollered to my neighbor Mac, and he drove his pickup back. We picked him up in the big brown pail and jumped in the back of the truck. We were all feeling so happy, we were singing, how much wood could a woodchuck chuck? And away we drove in the pickup. It was Kathy and Evan and Mac, and me and the woodchuck underneath the pail in the back. We drove way out to the country, to a place full of beautiful trees. There was a lake and a hill and a waterfall, and we let Woody Wood go free. But that's not where the story ends, 'cause Woody's in the woods with his woodchuck friends. And all the animals are quite amazed when he tells them about his traveling days. They say, one more time, won't you tell us the tale about the day you met the giant with the big brown pail. Hey, Woody Woodchuck, Woody Woodchuck, Woody Wood. Woo-hoo. I'd love to feed you if I could. Woody Woodchuck, Woody Woodchuck, Woody Wood, please. Oh, please don't eat my broccoli.
You're listening to a concert by David Dotson, recorded at Belfast Eco Village earlier in June. We'll continue with the show after this station break.